former White House counterterrorism official Richard Clark's appearance this past week before the independent commission investigating the 9/11 attacks neatly coincided with publication of his book, Against All Enemies, Inside America's War on Terror. Clark told the commission that the Bush administration did not consider al-Qaeda an urgent threat when, before September 11, 2001. White House officials countered that Clark was politically and commercially motivated. Clark did do well. His publisher said more than 500,000 copies of Against All Enemies are in print, and they quickly became hard to find. Reporter Dana Milbank covers the White House for The Washington Post, joins us by phone now. Good morning.
Good morning, Leanne.
First, Dana, give us a quick review of the claims and the counterclaims made, both in front of the commission and in front of the television cameras.
Right. That's an important distinction to make, because some of the most sensational things have not actually come out of the commission's hearings this week, but out of the book and out of the television interviews on the subject. As that brief audio clip you played indicates, that the Dick Clark, who was until 13 months ago the White House counterterrorism chief, says that there was no higher priority than fighting al-Qaeda and terrorism generally in the Clinton administration, where he also had that position. But he says that it was an important priority, but not an urgent priority in the Bush White House. He suggests that certain things could have been done so that the 9/11 attacks would not have happened. He talks of running around with his hair on fire, trying to get the attention of the top people in the Bush White House, but failing to do so. Now, his even more sensational attack on the Bush White House is that the war in Iraq was misguided and actually wound up strengthening al-Qaeda. And this is the allegation that came out of his book.
Now, the administration responded, as I said in my introduction to you, that he was politically and commercially motivated. But what does the administration's response to him say about how seriously they take his charges?
Extremely seriously. This is an unprecedented counterattack. Others have done, former officials have left, like John DiIulio, Paul O'Neill. We've never seen anything like this, and the reason is that the Clark's criticism really goes to the heart of the Bush administration, the president's response to terrorism. If the president is not viewed by the American public as strong on this issue, he really has no argument to make for re-election. So whereas in the past they could ignore criticism like this, they came out as of Monday morning. They had booked 13 different broadcast shows for that day alone, and they are quite merciless in the attack. They're not dealing so much with the merits of the arguments that Clark has made, but they are suggesting that he has the interest in publishing. They're suggesting that he's a partisan. They're suggesting that he feels slighted because he was demoted, or at least did not get promotions that he wanted. But it has been a steady drumbeat, and even leading to Republican leaders in Congress now suggesting he perjured himself in earlier testimony in 2002. So this guarantees that the controversy will go on for some time.
It will go on for a while. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice has agreed to meet again with members of the commission, but she says she's only going to do it in private. She's making television appearances, but do you think she's going to be able to avoid public testimony before the commission?
Well, yes, she can avoid it. The question is, what is the cost in public opinion? She's under a tremendous amount of pressure. The White House may be technically correct that there is precedent for this, that presidential advisors typically don't testify under oath in public on policy matters. However, there are exceptions to that, and it's, the previous White Houses have waived their constitutional privileges just to allow this sort of thing to happen. So whereas they may have a reasonably strong constitutional stand, even people, Republicans, have said, you know, it makes it look to the world like she's hiding something. Governor Keene, the chairman of the commission, said the administration is shooting itself in the foot by not having her come forward. But as we've seen before, I mean, this administration, when it believes it's standing on principle, doesn't budge at all. So there's no indication that she's going to do anything to change the path that she's been on.
Dana, this past week you wrote a comparison piece between the Clinton administration's counterterrorism policy with that of the Bush administration. Did you find any significant difference?
No, and that's, in fact, what was significant itself for all this back and forth about, you know, who was more devoted to terrorism. It looks like they were pretty much following the same policy, maybe a slight difference in emphasis. But the White House has said that they inherited the Clinton policy just for the sake of continuity, and then they put together this this vast new superior counterterrorism policy that was in place all of a week before the September 11th attacks. But when you look through that policy, you know, based on the testimony we heard at the commission this week, even that is largely the same policy that Dick Clark was pursuing under the Clinton administration. So at least what we've learned this week is they can sort of stop pointing fingers at each other and saying one was pursuing the wrong policy.
Yes and no question, Dana. Is Richard Clark popular in either the Republican or Democratic Party right now?
Right now he's popular in the Democratic Party because of the damage he's done to Bush, but it's worth knowing that when he was an advisor to Clinton, he was quite unpopular in the Clinton White House. People thought he was exaggerating the threat from al-Qaeda. He's always been a bit of an oddball and always outspoken. It just turns out in this very important issue, he was correct.
Washington Post White House correspondent Dana Milbank. Dana, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Leanne.